It's a bit chaotic here. So, Jill, tell me about the theatre school.
Okay, the theatre school, this is our sixth year that we've been running. The first year we did a circus school, and from then on we developed the idea. We really wanted to do a Motown opera. This is my kind of original idea for the theatre school musicals. And we didn't actually pull off an opera, but we did pull off a fantastic Motown story that we wrote called Bees in the Hood. It was about the plight of the urban bee versus the countryside bee. And from then on, we've done theatre school every year, every summer, funded by Newcross Gate Trust, very generously funded. Yeah, I mean, you know, so that we can employ really good staff.
Yeah.
Who are very good at what they're doing. The kids have a fantastic time. They learn a variety of skills.
Actually, I've got to say, it does look really professional.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's ramshackle in the sense that we do it outside in marquees. But when the final performance happens and the tents and the sets are made and the kids are dressed in the costumes and stuff, and obviously when they do their singing and dancing, it all comes together beautifully. It's gorgeous.
Well, so this is day one. I can't wait.
Yeah. It will only get better, we
hope. No, I know.
We'll have our ups and downs, but we'll have a great time.
Okay, so we'll see who we get to in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
great.
Thank you.
Well, it's all go. So we've got in one tent, the purple tent, we've got the dance performers. Because they've only got 2 weeks to get this show together. So we've got the dance performers in one stage. We've got people painting all the instruments for the set. In another tent. And there's definitely another group somewhere. So we're going to go and find them. Hi, Cassie.
Hi.
Okay, so tell me what you're doing here at Besson Street.
Oh, well, we're going to learn some dances, so when they're singing, half the group is going to do some dancing and half the group's going to learn the songs and sing them while they're dancing.
Okay, so you're combining a bit of...
Yeah.
Oh, we've done the singing session this morning.
Yeah.
So that goes with the dance now.
Yeah.
So you're a dance teacher.
Yes.
Okay, so tell me, how have they changed? How's it going?
Oh, it's going really good. They're really quick at picking up the dances, so that helps me a lot. And it's just, you know, keep on going over them so they learn them off by heart so I don't have to do it with them.
So hopefully by next week they should be a polished little group.
Yeah, hopefully by next Friday they should be able to perform it by themselves with lots of facial expressions and performance.
Do you find they're shy?
Yes, but once you like get to know them, they feel more comfortable. So it's really good when you can see their confidence growing throughout the week.
That's right, because it's more than just coming to the theatre
school. Yeah,
definitely. Tell me what else you expect then. So like
confidence, focus, helping each other when if one person is struggling. So it's a whole range of tools and skills you learn and need to do well here.
We have the purple group are doing dance now while the green group do art, and then that stops over after lunch.
So tell me about the show. What are you going for?
So each year, each summer project we choose a theme. So last year was summer and sunshine. The year before that was scenes from musicals. This one is about songs about dancing and how dances, you know, dances bring people together and all that kind of thing in romantic settings, in party settings, all that sort of thing. So, yeah, so all the songs have been chosen on the basis that they're about dancing. So it's given us the start for the dance routines that we've done with the kids.
Okay.
In this session, they're going to be dancing to Crank That. What other songs do you dance to?
Dancing in the
street.
Yeah.
Dancing in the street.
Yeah.
And guys, I have...
That's it.
Loud voices today.
That's it.
And then tomorrow we expect you to do it with the screen a bit lower.
Shoes dance with my socks, and my feet dance with my legs. My legs dance with my thighs.
And my thighs dance with my hips. My hips dance with my stomach, and my stomach dance with my chest.
My chest dance with my shoulders, which dance with my neck, which dances with my head.
And they all dance to the beat of my heart.
So, tell me your name.
Naya.
You just read that poem about Grandma snoring. So, tell me why you chose that.
Well, it's because right now I'm living at my grandma's for just 2 weeks while I do this club. And because
does she snore?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you feel? Because you've got tiny, tiny little stomach. So how do you cope with that?
It's not really a small stomach. It's a big stomach. Every time I get nervous or, like, I try to say something, I, like, start to stammer.
Did you develop it recently?
No, ages ago.
Okay. So how do you cope with that?
Well, usually my dad tells me to, like, breathe in, breathe out. But usually that don't work. And then sometimes it just stops on its own, so I just carry on speaking.
Ah. Why do you think it stops on your own? Do you think it's when you feel comfortable?
I never really feel comfortable around people.
Why?
Right now I just get all shy. Sometimes, sometimes when people make... when I find fun of my stomach...
It's the second week of the theatre school and I'm back. So we'll find out what's going on now. And actually, I might hand over to two of the young students. Here we go.
Hello, I'm Lily and this...
Naya.
And we're going to talk about our experience at Besson Street Theatre Group. Besson Street is a place where families go. It's not an all-day place, well, it's a place where families go just to... well, Jill is in charge of the Besson Street, and it's like this little garden, and it's green shoots, and it's on the Besson Street Road, and it's really enjoyable, and she does loads of things, and we've come for the theatre group, so we're going to tell you a bit about the theatre group. So I'm going to start off with some things that we do at the theatre group. So we do dance, and that's really good because doing the dance helps us, and it helps us to get moving, and it's really enjoyable. And I'm going to pass it over to Mia.
Well, we do drama, and drama's really fun. You can do, like, poems or acting and stuff like that. And at first you're, like, a bit scared to, say, read your poem to everybody, but then as you get used to it, you realise it's a really good, enjoyable poem. And because now, tomorrow is the day of the big performance. Like, I've got used to my poems, but yeah. Yeah, and we do singing. Singing. And singing is actually fun. It actually warms up your vocal cords and stuff like that. Yeah.
The singing is really fun, and and the performance is tomorrow, Friday, the 21st of August at 3 o'clock. And it's really fun, and we do loads of singing, and it's really fun because we get to, like, sing songs, not like nowadays songs. They're kind of like, they're not offensive to anyone, and they're not like songs that your kids would not get on with. They're really enjoyable songs, and we also do art, and our theme this year for our art is Matisse, and we were going to go to the tape, but it was too far away. But we did get to go and sing in an open air theatre, and it was really nice. But then it kind of makes you feel scared because you know you've got to do it in front of your parents, and it kind of makes you embarrassed because of what you're doing. But it's really fun, and yeah.
And then there's some other people who have been doing this before, and they said it was really good. It's like encouraging, and yeah, it's very, very encouraging.
And it
is super fun, and it's incredibly encouraging. And we have lots of lovely teachers which push us to our limits. The CCFI can go, and because I'm a stomach, teachers really help me with that. They encourage me to carry on doing things, even though I've got a really bad stammer.
and we really enjoy it. And by the time it all comes together, we really enjoy it. And we're going to really enjoy it, and the new people are just like me. And it's really fun. And also, now I'm going to talk about my parents and my parents' point of view of this place and what they do. My parents really love me going here because I love it, and that it's really nice, and they think it's a really good place to socialise and to work with new people you've never really been that sure on or that confident playing with. And yeah,
my parents just thought it would be a good idea to improve my confidence and like it would encourage me to do other things. Yeah, and I thought it would just be fun because I don't really do many activities over the summer holidays or any holiday really. Yeah, and it was just that I came here and it was amazing. I loved it here. On the first day, I was very, very shy. Yeah, it's absolutely great here.
Hi, Jill.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, I'm all right. How are you, Mo?
Yeah, we're having a great time. Dress rehearsals today. So sort of not quite the final run through, we'll do a final run through tomorrow morning, but this is where we're getting everyone in place, in position, and you know, just running through it all in one piece rather than dribs and drabs sort of thing.
As it come on, how do they
yeah,
look?
They're coming together great, they're coming together really well. There's some people who are real stars, absolutely, and showing great confidence and courage, and you know, they're getting over the stage fright and the stage nerves and stuff. Yeah, it's good.
Oh, are you
good.
Pleased?
Yeah, very pleased. Yeah, very, very pleased. Very good.
Okay, so what's something this afternoon? They're still.
We've just run through the first half of the performance for tomorrow. So we've gone as far as the interval now. They're going to take a lunch break and then they come back and run through the second half, and then we're probably going to do a very quick run through the whole lot again, just to be sure.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Well, it's Friday and today's the show, so I've got here to the garden, it's all going, everyone's a bit stressed. Morning! So let's go and see where everyone is. Gazebos are up. Here's Jill. She probably won't be able to talk. Morning, Jill. How's it going? I can see you're busy.
No, it's going great.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it's the case, isn't it?
Where are the children?
The children are all doing their final run through up at the library. The library lets use their space.
Okay.
Cross Learning Centre.
Right.
Use their space. And they do a run through, a quick run through. They do the whole programme.
Okay.
And, that's how it goes.
Well, I'll let you get on because I know you're busy. We'll talk after the show.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Hiya.
Hi.
So what's your name?
Elena.
Okay, so it's the day of the performance. How are you feeling?
I'm actually quite nervous.
Are you?
Yeah.
But you're looking forward to it?
Yes. I've actually been in this for 2 years. And this is my third year, so...
So tell me, why do you like it?
It's quite fun singing and dancing, and it's like something to get you out of the house and something to do.
Yeah, do you think you'd like to go into the theatre?
I don't know, I think it's more of a hobby for me.
Okay. Is it good for your confidence, do you think?
Yeah, it's actually really good because you get pushed to do stuff that will take you out of your comfort zone. So.
Do you feel out of your comfort zone?
Yeah.
But you're gorgeous.
Shy person, I don't really say much.
Oh, so what's your role?
Well, I'm dancing to half the songs, and I think in about the third song, I've got a poem to do.
Oh, all right, then. Well, good luck.
Kat, what you do can have an effect on somebody else's performance. So hold it together. Right, Kira, are we ready to show them positions?
Yes.
Come in quietly, don't run around the stage, please.
We're going to need that.
Should we get this on the stage?
Yes, it's on the stage.
So it's just starting, we've got like 10 minutes before the show starts, so kids are in a good mood, they're behaving, they're all relaxed. Should be good fun. loads of parents and guardians and friends have turned up. So. Final song. They've been absolutely marvellous.
Everyone wants to recover when Grandma goes to bed. Yes, Grandma is known for snoring. She's known all over town. Even power stores and freight trains tell Grandma to pipe down. Louder than a motorbike and a great big thunderclap. Oh no, oh dear. Oh no, I have to go. It's time for Grandma's nap.
That was Maya, who's so worried about her Grandma. She's done so well. Well done, Maya.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere down the
road. I enjoyed myself. It's brilliant. It's wicked. Yeah.
How does it feel? Do you feel like he's got gained a bit of confidence?
He's really grown in confidence a lot. Yeah. Since because we've only been here a year, so now this is the second performance, and I've just found that he's really confident now.
Does he find friends here as well?
Yeah, he has. He has found a few friends. Yep.
Okay.
We called Misha.
Yeah, well, thanks very much anyway.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. We'll be back next year.
Good.
All of these people can put so much time and effort into a group of children, you know, who aren't cares.
It's
amazing.
It is. It's brought
so
a tear to mine. Oh, thank you.
Oh, it was amazing. The kids really put in a lot of work and it paid off. The performance was really, really good. We enjoyed it. We was up dancing and that is really good. Really.
Who's your little...
Naya Sims.
Oh, Naya.
Yeah.
Okay, she's lovely. She performed, she done the poem, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
You must be really proud of her.
I am. I could see her confidence coming through and I was really proud sitting there watching her.
Yeah, because actually when she first came along, she was a bit worried about her stutter and we were like, no, and I mean today it's just changed so much. She's wonderful.
Her confidence is really showing and I'm really, really proud of her because she was a bit, like you said, worried about it, but you can see she's sort of overcome that sort of battle, so hopefully she'll carry that through to her new school year and be more confident in class.
I hope so. Thanks so much.
No problem.
How do you feel that went, Jill?
Sorry?
How did you think that went?
Oh, fabulous, fabulous. They were gorgeous, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were really gorgeous. They put the heart and soul into it, they did.
Great reaction from the crowd.
Good reaction. The parents really loved it, appreciated it. Family, friends, everybody. Yeah, had a great time.
Nearly every parent I've spoken to, all of them have said, without any prompting, that their confidence in the children has really grown.
That's. I've seen it absolutely in several children, absolutely came shy and reticent to get involved. It just performed beautifully, yeah, fabulous.
Okay.
Lovely.
Let's get ready for next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Jill. Hi there.
Hello. I'm Josephine O'Gorman. I'm one of the directors of New Cross Gate Trust.
Okay, so what did you think of the performance?
It was excellent, and I want to thank all the staff, especially Jill, and everybody that's put this fantastic scheme together, and great show.
Is that you dancing at the end?
I'm afraid it was. But I tried to do it all the way through, but I was stuck to my seat. But no, it was great.
What do you think of the projects that go on here? I mean, this has been really successful. We were talking, you know, if you can summarise it all, the kids really gained a lot of confidence.
I would say that too. I've seen it most years now, and some of the children you can see, they've grown throughout this programme, from being quite shy to being, you know, really uppermost there. So, yeah, I think it really does work.
So, of course, New Cross Trust, you know, you fund all this.
Oh, not personally.
No! Is it value for money?
I think so, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. I don't think you can argue with that. Well, thanks so much for talking to me. See you at the next event.
See you there.
So we say, yeah, you should really enjoy it and come along. And yeah, it's been a big help and we really enjoy it.
Yeah, and I just like to say thank you to everybody who has been encouraging me, like helping me to get here. I never knew I could do this. Like, I'm so amazed that I could like get here and do what I'm doing right now. Like, I never thought I could get here, but with some amazing teachers, assistants,
they're really like Jill, who's actually doing it. Like Jill, who's actually put this all together with teachers like Cassie and Ramal, who's helped us. Yeah, and we say it's been a really big help and we're really enjoying it. So yeah, we'd like to say you should come along every summer for 2 weeks, get your kids active. And it helps if your kids stay at home. It helps them and it's nearby, it's a community space. What person would actually want their kids to just be at home all day? It's been a really big help and we really appreciate this. For the hard work.
I see it.
It doesn't matter, it goes on for hours. Bye! Bye, and we hope your kids do attend this place. Next summer.